Pali is a language of the simple, in a way innocent and ignorant. People, Vipassana is their word. In Sanskrit, it has its parallel, of which the public has changed according to their convenience. In Sanskrit, it is vipassayana. That is a little difficult. But in Pali, it is simply vipassana. The meaning is the same. The meaning is, the literal meaning of the word is to look. And the metaphorical meaning is to watch, to witness. Gautam Buddha has chosen a meditation which can be called the essential meditation. All other meditations are different forms of witnessing. But witnessing is present in every kind of meditation as an essential part. It cannot be avoided. Buddha has deleted everything else and kept only the essential part, to witness. There are three steps of witnessing. Buddha is a very scientific thinker. He begins with the body, because that is the easiest to witness. It is easy to witness my hand moving, my hand being raised. I can witness myself walking on the road. I can witness each step as I walk. I can witness when I am eating my food. So the first step in vipassana is witnessing the actions of the body, which is the simplest. And any scientific method will always begin from the simplest. And while witnessing the body, you will be amazed with new experiences. When you move your hand with witnessing, watchfulness, alertness, consciousness, there is a certain grace you will feel, and a certain silence inside the hand. You can do the movement without witnessing. It will be quicker. But it will lose the grace. The Buddha used to walk so slowly. That many times he was asked, why is walking so slowly? And he has said that this is part of my meditation, always to walk as if you are walking in winter into a cold stream. Slowly. Alert, because the stream is very cold. Aware, because the current is very strong. Witnessing each of your steps, because you can slip on the stones in the stream. The method remains the same, only objects change with each step. The second step is the mind. Now you move in a little more subtler world. Watch your thoughts. And if you have been able and successful in watching your body, there is not going to be any difficulty. Thoughts are subtle waves, electronic waves, radio waves, but they are as material as your body. They are not visible, just like the air is not visible. But the air is as much material as the stones. So are your thoughts. Material, but invisible. That is the second step, the middle step. You are moving towards invisibility, but still it is material. Watch your thoughts. The only condition is, don't judge. Don't judge, because the moment you start judging, you will forget watching. There is no antagonism against judging. The reason why it is prohibited is that the moment you start judging that this is a good thought, that much space you were not witnessing. You started thinking. You became involved. You could not remain aloof and standing by the side of the road and just see the traffic. Don't become a participant, either by appraising, valuing, condemning, no attitude should be taken about what is passing in your mind. You should watch them just as if clouds are passing in the sky. You don't make judgments about them that this black cloud is very evil, this white cloud looks like a sage. Clouds are clouds. They are neither evil nor good. So are thoughts. Just a small wavelength passing through your mind. Watch without any judgment. And you are again for a greater surprise, as your watching will become settled, thoughts will be coming less and less. The proportion is exactly the same. If you are 50% settled in your witnessing, then 50% of your thoughts will disappear. You are 60% settled in your witnessing, then only 40% thoughts will be there. When you are 99% pure a witness, there will be only once in a while a lonely thought, 1%, passing on the road. Otherwise the traffic is gone. That rush hour traffic is no more there. When you are 100% non-judgmental, just a witness, it means you have become just a mirror, because the mirror never makes any judgment. A ugly woman looks into it, the mirror has no judgment. A beautiful woman looks into it, the mirror makes no difference. Nobody looks into it, the mirror is as pure as when somebody is being reflected in it. Neither the reflection stirs it, nor no reflection. Witnessing becomes a mirror. This is a great achievement in meditation. You have moved half the way. And this was the hardest way, because now you know the secret. And the same secret has to be applied on different objects. From thoughts, you have to move to more subtler experiences. emotions, feelings, moods, from mind to the heart. With the same condition, no judgment, just witnessing. And the surprise will be that the most of your emotions, feelings and moods which possess you when you are feeling sad, you become really sad. You are possessed by sadness. When you are feeling angry, it is not something partial. You become full of anger. Every fiber of your being is throbbing with anger. Watching the heart, the experience will be that now nothing possesses you. Sadness comes and goes. You don't become sad. Happiness comes and goes. You don't become happy either. Whatever moves in the deep layers of your heart does not affect you at all. For the first time, you taste something of mastery. You are no more a slave to be pushed and pulled this way and that way. Any emotion, any feeling, anybody can disturb you. For any trivia, when you become a witness of the third step, you will become for the first time a master. Nothing disturbs you. Nothing overpowers you. Everything remains far away, deep below, and you are on a hilltop. These are the three steps of vipassana. Vipassana has many kinds of methods. This is only one method. Because Buddhism spread all over Eastern Asia, the Far East, Vipassana has a different structure in Japan. It is watching the belly as you breathe in and out. That's why the Japanese statues of Buddha have big bellies. No Indian statue of Buddha will have a big belly. That is unathletic. does not look beautiful. But the Japanese Buddha has to have it. Because the whole method of vipassana is to practice the belly coming up, not the chest. Chest remains silent, unmoving. Only the belly goes up as you breathe in, and belly goes in as you breathe out. Watching it is a single step vipassana prevalent in Japan. Watching the same breathing, but not at the belly point, but at the nose point. When you breathe in, the air touches your nostrils. Be aware of it. And when the hot air leaves out, be watchful. First step. And the second step, when you breathe in, there is a gap before the breath returns back. Just a rest period, few seconds. Watch those few seconds when the breath is not moving. If you become capable of watching those moments, you will be able to watch them outside also. When the breath goes out, before it goes in, there is a small interval, the same interval as inside. Watch that too. Just be aware of it. Two step in Ceylon. In Tibet, they have a different way. In Korea, another way. In China, another way. But the essential point is to be a witness. And my feeling is that what I have described as three steps is the most easy, most simple. Everybody can do it. It needs no scholarship, no austerity, no great understanding, and after these three steps comes the real experience. These three steps take you to the door of the temple, which is open. When you have become perfectly watchful of your body, mind and heart, then you cannot do anything more. Then you have to wait. When the perfection will be complete on these three steps, the fourth step happens on its own accord as a reward. It is a quantum leap from the heart to the being, to the very center of your existence. You cannot do it. It happens, that you have to remember. Don't try to do it, because if you try to do it, your failure is absolutely certain. It is a happening. You prepare 3 steps, the 4th step is a reward from existence itself. It is a quantum leap. Suddenly, your life force, your witnessing enters into the very center of your being. You have come home. You can call it self-realization. You can call it enlightenment. You can call it ultimate liberation. But there is nothing more than that. You have come to the very end in your search, and you have found the very truth of existence and the great ecstasy that it brings, as is said by and around itself.